This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is a word that now comes attached to the war in Afghanistan, an extrapolation of sorts from President Trump's speech last night. The president didn't specify troop levels or a new strategy. He did say, though, that there won't be any artificial timetables or deadlines for getting Americans out of Afghanistan, saying instead that that is going to be decided by conditions on the ground. And that means 16 years into it, that Afghanistan has officially become a generational war. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson digs into the political economics of open-ended military commitments.
The U.S. has maintained long-term military forces in countries before. Take Germany, Japan, or South Korea. But how much help is history in determining what an open-ended commitment looks like? Phil Gordon is with the Council on Foreign Relations.
The difference is obviously that those are allies of the United States that are extraordinarily stable. And the troop presence there is one of deterrence to prevent a war from taking place, not to win a war that is actually going on.
The high levels of violence and poverty in Afghanistan put it in a special category. So it's hard to predict what the cost of U.S. engagement there will be. David Johnson is a retired Army colonel, now with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments.
So the question to me is, what number of forces would it take to train the Afghan army? What kind of enablers, drones, special forces, air power will it take to keep the Taliban disrupted?
By October, the U.S. Defense Department alone will have committed to spend somewhere around $840 billion in Afghanistan, says Anthony Cordesman at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
I think the cost of the added troops, and we don't know the numbers or details, will be about $2 to $4 billion a year in terms of their train, assist, and enable mission. But it's very hard to break out the costs.
He says those costs could spike suddenly with any unexpected territorial losses. We know from Syria and Iraq that it's much harder and more expensive to recover ground than it is to protect it. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.